6. Directives have been issued.
He will offer no challenge to us, one of the wardens says with a hint of scorn.
They are twins of Amon Tauramachian, armoured giants. But where Amon's plate is gold, theirs is blackened and ash dark.
Is this the garb their kind wear for executions?
It is peculiarly terrifying. The gold armour of the custodes seems to celebrate their majesty and,
albeit ineffectively,
minimise their threat. To cake them in black seems blatant and designed to emphasise their menace.
Aren't you going to introduce me to your friends, Amon?
Fo asks, barely keeping the wobble out of his voice.
No,
says Amon.
Well, I don't trust them.
That has no significance, says one of the monsters.
Well, I assure you it does to me, says Fo.
Your trust in us, or lack thereof, has no bearing on the performance of our function, says the other monster. It is immaterial.
Oh, now there's a loaded word I wish you hadn't used, says Fo.
Your considerations of vocabulary do not concern us, the monster says. Irrelevant is an appropriate synonym, says the other.
It is, agrees Fo. But even so, tact? At a time like this, you gentlemen are so very precise in all things, so very, very precise, and there you go, using a word with quite alarming connotations, at a time like this.
This dialogue is irrelevant, says one of the wardens.
To you, perhaps, says Fo, not to me, and not actually to Amon.
It is, says Amon. It is irrelevant.
Well, no. Agree to disagree, Amon. I would like to know who these people are before you let them walk off with me. I don't trust them.
That has no bearing on anything, says Amon.
It has a great bearing on your duty, Amon. Who are these men? I don't trust them. When does duty end?
Amon pauses. He glances at the giant figures in black.
This is Adel Marshal Harahel. This is Companion Shukra. They are wardens of the Sodality of the Key.
Ah, says Fo. The ones that shut things away. The ones who keep safe all the dangerous things. Am I a dangerous thing, Tribune? Have you come to shut me away?
Directives have been issued, says Harahel.
Or have you come to kill me? Asks Fo.
Directives have been issued, says Shukra.
So I gather. By whom? Who has issued these directives?
That is...
Don't say irrelevant, says Fo, and absolutely don't say immaterial, because it's very relevant.
Your opinion has no bearing, says Harahel.
I'm sure it doesn't, says Fo, but Amon's does. It's his duty to guard me. His duty was instructed by Captain General Valdor, and it has not yet concluded.
Our directives were issued by the Captain General, says Shukra.
Oh, now we are getting somewhere. Amon's directive was authenticated. Wasn't it, Amon?
Yes.
Are your directives authenticated? Fo asks.
Of course, says Harahel. Follow us now, says Shukra.
Have you seen their authentication?
Fo asks Amon.
No.
Then how do you know they are genuine? Please, Amon, think. Your kind do not make mistakes. To make a mistake is to fail in your duty. Your duty is my life. Your duty has not yet ended. Do not make a mistake now and end your duty in error.
Be silent, says Harahel.
There, you see,
says Fo, glancing at Amon and wagging a finger at the giant in black.
A demand, almost a threat, not the rational presentation of accurate fact that your kind follows to the letter. Please, think. You've seen the hell outside. You've seen the doom falling upon terror. The warp is in everything, Amon. Nothing can be trusted. It's turning brother against brother. Primarch against Primarch. Oppositions that should not be possible. Such is the will of the Emperor, and yet...
Be silent,
says Shukra.
We have to do something, Xanthus whispers.
Wait,
says Andromeda, watching the exchange by the elevator bank carefully.
Some improvisation, as you promised.
Just wait, chosen one, she hisses. I think the old fleshcrafter is about to demonstrate why he is so dangerous.
Be silent,
repeats Shukra, cutting Foe off again.
Another demand, cries Foe. You see, I do not trust them, Ammon, because nothing can be trusted any more, nothing, except I do trust you. So do you trust them?
Be silent,
says Harahel.
Follow us,
says Shukra.
Show me authentication, says Ammon.
The wardens stop and look at him. There is no way to read their expressions behind their soot-black visors, but Foe is certain it is indignant fury.
Step aside, custodian, says Harahel. Your duty is discharged.
Not yet.
Confirm and authenticate your directives. Directives have been issued, says Harahel. Confirmation of those directives may be obtained from the Captain General.
Obtain them, says Ammon.
This is not currently possible. Captain General Valdor is unavailable.
Obtain them via neurosynergetics.
This is not currently possible, says Adel Marshal Harahel. Captain General Valdor is not present on Terra, and neurosynergetic link is unviable.
Then I cannot release the subject to you, says Ammon.
You will not block us, says Harahel. Step aside,
says Shukra.
No,
says Ammon. They stare at each other. Ammon's face is expressionless.
Step, says Harahel, aside.
No, says Ammon.
Toramachian,
Harahel growls.
If my lord, the Captain General, is unavailable, obtain authentic confirmation from another source, says Ammon. Authentication hierarchy states that suitable alternatives for a Tier 20 directive are the throne, the Lord Praetorian, or the Sigillite. No other sources are appropriate.
No, says Shukra.
Do so, or we have an impasse, says Ammon. There is no alternative.
There is, says Harahel, taking a step towards Ammon. I believe it would be an ironically fitting end to this cataclysm for custodes to enter into conflict with custodes, Harahel,
says Ammon quietly.
The bitterest betrayal of all that our beloved Emperor could face. Treason is the sport of bastard Primarchs and their crude Astartes sons. It is their flaw, not ours. We were made better than that, weren't we?